This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. You heard David say that the American workplace is an employer's market right now, so you probably won't be surprised by a recent LinkedIn survey that found less than 30% of Americans ever managed to land their dream job. It's tough to live your dream in a down economy. Some people still manage it, of course, but they often have to trade off by taking low pay and big risks. That's certainly the case for lifeguards on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Oahu, as Ann Hepperman reports.
Attention on the right of the tower. Two guys, return to the shore now. Return to the shore now.
Imagine a four-story building made of water, and it's coming at you at 30 miles an hour. Now imagine jumping into that wave as your job. Dave Wassel has that job, and it keeps him pretty busy.
If I gotta work hard, that means your day sucks.
Wassel works part-time, but he says he feels like he's always on duty.
Working on the North Shore, living on the North Shore, it's a very small community, so you're always dubbed as the lifeguard.
Even at home. Like one morning, he was on the front porch of his beach house watching pro surfer Nathan Fletcher tear up some waves.
You know, I actually heard his leg break.
Fletcher had had a bad wipeout.
His board hit him in the thigh as he was riding the wave. He fell, and trust me, a femur is a very, very strong bone. When it breaks, it makes a lot of noise.
Wassel dropped his coffee and immediately went into lifeguard mode. But typically, it's not the pro surfers that have him running into the water. Hawaii gets 7 million tourists each year. So usually, it's the guy from Kansas who's the problem.
It's quite obvious if you walk up with a whammo that you got at Kmart, you're at the wrong beach. It's great for spectating. It's not the day for you to tempt fate.
Boy, do they ever. North Shore lifeguards do about 2,000 rescues each year. But last year, only 3 deaths happened at beaches with lifeguard stations. So, how much does saving lives in paradise pay?
Do I make millions? Not even close. I'm making about 15 bucks an hour.
Wait, hold on. That's it?
Correct.
I was shocked.
I always joke around that we do the elephant's share of work, but get paid in peanuts.
But peanuts don't pay rent. And while you can still buy a postcard in Hawaii for 50 cents, living in that postcard is expensive. Hawaii pretty much tops the list for cost of living. Electricity, gas, housing. And the average North Shore lifeguard makes about $35,000 a year. So to make ends meet, a lot of the guys do other less lifeguardy things.
Waiting tables, valeting cars, bartending.
Even yard work. Wassel's side job is a bit more exciting. He's a professional big wave surfer. But that doesn't pay much, about a few thousand dollars a month. His wife works too. But Wassel says, you can't imagine they'll ever own a home. That's fine, though. I mean, come on, it's Hawaii.
I didn't walk down the street and stumble into a pile of money. But my lifestyle is such that you would think so. I got a great tan, a beautiful wife, a healthy child. If I do a certain amount of work, and maybe it comes in and saves somebody's life, you know? That, to me, is worth millions.
But given the chance, would he do it all over again? Well, almost.
If there is an afterlife, I want to come back as a North Shore dog. Everybody feeds them. They get to hang out with all the pretty girls on the beach and do absolutely nothing.
I say he deserves the rest. From the North Shore, I'm Ann Hepperman for Marketplace.
Attention on the right of the tower. Two guys, return to the shore now. Turn to the shore now.